In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This past Thursday morning, as I was walking into the office from the parking lot, I crossed paths with an individual who was on her way to Women Who Wonder. "Good morning, and how are you?" I said. She sighed and replied without her normal enthusiasm for life, simply said, "Okay, I suppose." "Oh, what does that mean?" I asked with a genuine sense of curiosity. She replied, "I'm just so overwhelmed with what is going on in our country, particularly in Washington." She continued, "At this point, I literally cannot turn on the TV or the radio. I'm feeling hopeless and without a moral compass. I just don't know where to turn." My cheerfulness disappeared and was replaced by a genuine sense of empathy. "Thank you for your truth-telling," I said to her. Her vulnerability brought out my vulnerability. Her concerns unmasked my concerns. I said to her, "I absolutely understand, and to be honest, I'm having very similar feelings." It was at that moment in the parking lot I decided to base this sermon on the epistle from James, the reading for today. Looking to Scripture for solace is Christianity 101. Some of you may also be feeling confused, frustrated, and/or angry about the mess we are in right now. And let me be clear, this is not a politically biased observation. The parishioner in the parking lot and I were not taking one side or the other. Our agreement was that the overall and seemingly endless lack of civility has put us in an emotional rut. We feel powerless and immobilized. How do we regain, on a personal level, a balance, a perspective that offers a spiritual refuge for the inner soul? I believe and hope that the words of James this morning provide a theological rest stop, a way through, a plan. With that in mind, let me review an excerpt with you as you keep in mind how his words from long ago are so applicable to us today. He wrote, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good works, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you." I find these words incredibly powerful and soothing. And even more compelling is that I and you have the ability with our actions to incorporate them into our lives. James begins with the concept of wisdom. Who is wise and understanding among you, he asks. While seemingly James asks the question about identifying another person who is wise and understanding in your life, I think the real question for us is to identify if we are wise and understanding. To begin with ourself. Remember, it is only ourselves that we can control. So, are you wise and understanding? James' criteria for an affirmative answer begins with what he describes about your works, your deeds. Are they done with gentleness? And that gentleness is born from a wisdom which is pure and full of peace, willing to yield, full of mercy, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. That's a pretty high bar to attain. But he names the consequences without having such elements: bitter envy, selfish ambition, boastfulness, concluding there will be disorder of every kind. That is not a fictional portrayal of what we are observing now. There is a risk at oversimplifying the message from James, but I also think there is reward in keeping it simple. There is already too much noise coming from our leaders that disrupts discovering messages of civility and respect and common sense. I and you can choose wisdom, whose ingredients are pure and full of peace and gentle and willing to yield. I can do that, or at least I can try to do that, and you can too. And in that mindful choice, we can and we will be drawn nearer to God and God nearer to us. I cannot control the messiness in our country or in our government, but neither do I want that messiness to control my world as a Christian. This message is not complicated nor idealistic. It is a theologically and emotionally sound invitation to reboot our souls with wisdom. As James concludes, submit yourselves to God, and that we can do. Amen.